So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. We haven't been live for about 2 weeks. We just took some time off, frankly, enjoying some time in the pool. Everything has changed again because school has finished. So the little one's not in school. The wife is not teaching. So everyone's out and about, and it's very difficult just to organise and schedule lives. But we're going to make a concerted effort now to get more live as we go forward. But in this session, I want to talk about coronavirus, that dreaded word. And I want to talk about realistically what I expect for it to look like over the next 12 months. And I'll tell you, folks, it's not good. Let's just get that straight out, shall we? You're going to get honesty here. So usually gets me in trouble. So what the heck? So coronavirus. Obviously, where I live in Spain, we were slightly ahead of the curve than the UK. And I think that gap has probably extended. When we go out into the shops, if we go for petrol, if we are walking down to the beach, you got to wear your mask. That's it. It's the law. It's a requirement for heavy fines, 500 euros, 600 euros, whatever those fines are. And that for us works perfectly. As uncomfortable as it is, we haven't spent the last 4 months stuck in the house for us then to pick up coronavirus walking down the street. Now, I know that the chances of that happening are very, very slim. And I totally agree with that either. But it's about getting into habit of it. And I also understand about people's freedom saying, well, you know, we won World War II for this. No, we didn't. No, we didn't. We won World War II to stay alive, actually. Thank you very much. And we didn't do any of that. Our grandparents did it. And our fathers did it. And our mothers did it, too. So that's just bullshit. It's just, oh, it's an attack on our freedoms. No, it's not. We're trying to keep everybody alive. Well, I went to Consum yesterday, which is our version of Tesco's, and everyone's in a mask. Everybody's in a mask, and it scares the living heck out of me when I see the images on the UK. Very few people are wearing masks. It's not a legal requirement. So this is what I think is going to happen for the next 12 months. This thing is going to keep coming back and coming back and coming back until it gets locked down properly. And we've always been complaining here in Spain about the British angle not locking down properly. And you might have a different belief system, and that's totally fine. This is my this is my life, not yours. You can express yours on your live channel. But how does this adapt into your business? Now, I always think this. Look, let's say that it doesn't get worse, and actually it gets better, and all things are groovy. Groovy, yeah, back to the 60s. Let's just say that happens, and you go, you know, we've wasted all that time wearing masks, and actually everything's fine. I would rather waste that time than worry what if it's not going to get better, because I don't think it is. And I might be wrong, and I hope, touch wood, can't find any wood, there it is. I touch wood that it's going to get better and a lot better very, very quickly. But I can't take that risk with my family, with my business, with my income and my financial freedom. I cannot do that. And I think you're crazy if you think you can do that. I just don't get it. It boggles the mind as to why anybody would run that risk when it's a couple of months out of your life just to protect yourself and your family. Like, we have literally bought a whole another couple of months worth of food ready for another lockdown because we are prepped for it, and we're buying things for the house and the garden just in case we get locked down again. And if we do get locked down again, then we're prepared. And if we don't get locked down again, hell, we've just got a ton of food in the basement that we can eat and not have to spend any money buying food and so on. So that's where I stand on this. But in terms of your business, what are you going to do? And I do think that you have to think about how your business is going to run 6 to 12 months from now should this thing not have gone away. I am sweating, by the way, because it's so warm here. I'd like to say it's studio lights, but it's actually the sun. It's so warm today. We live in Spain. What do we expect? Have you guys got any thoughts on that? So in terms of your business, what are you going to do? So assuming you could have gone back to November last year, 2019, you go back 7 months before coronavirus, what would you have put in place, do you think? Would you put in place some online training, both for you to sit and learn and watch? Plus, would you create some online training for you to sell for other people to consume during lockdown? Hell yeah. I mean, we were lucky. We had two training programs that were online, ready to go as soon as coronavirus hit. They went out. And that's bringing in a couple of £1,000 every single month, which is amazing, right? But if we hadn't have had that, we still had the rental income coming in, but then we didn't know what was happening on the rental income either. You know, we hit like 93 or 95% of rents paid during coronavirus, like during lockdown, and we're still up at that level. I think it's dropped like 89%, something like that, but it's not hit as massively. Excuse me, but commercial rents, oh my gosh, they just dropped through the floor. We were so lucky we never had a commercial. And that's not like, you know, me being a great intellect in any way, shape or form. It's absolute luck, blind luck, fortune that we didn't have commercial. Because if we'd have had commercial, we could have gone bust. And these bigger companies that own the places, they're going to go bust. We're hearing of Intu going bust, who own the Trafford Centre, amongst others. They're going to go bust. They're going into administration. So what could you have done differently back in November, ready to prepare for the last 4 or 5 months? And in turn, what can you do right now to prepare for the next 12 months, just in case? Like I say, it might never happen. Yeah, a cure might be found tomorrow. We all take the cure, although not all of us, because the anti-vacciners won't take the cure, of course, and they'll probably die out. that's their choice. It's up to them. There's no empathy for me for that. We all make our choices in life. But that might, you know, that might get created tomorrow and we don't have to worry about coronavirus ever again. And that would be wonderful. But I don't live in that world. Well, I live in this world where let's just like prepare for the worst and hope for the best. And if the best happens, wonderful. But if the worst happens, we are already prepared. I mean, I'm still having weird dreams. I had such a weird dream last night about the whole world changing. It was very weird. But it's good because I wake up and I'm like, okay, what now do I need to put in place ready for the next phase of this coronavirus thing? Whatever the government is going to decide to do worldwide. And then, of course, let's just speak about America for a second. I mean, that's just crazy what's going on in America. Like people holding marches so they don't have to wear a mask. So all these people in a crowded area not wearing a mask about not wearing masks, and then we're going to catch it. And when we look at what the American figures are, was it 160,000 new cases yesterday? And that's just crazy. And people are saying, I mean, it's 13 million worldwide. Let's just have a quick look. I mean, it's just crazy. It scares the living heck out of me. Here we go. Come on, laptop, you can do it. There we go. Gone too far. Too eager. USA had, it doesn't tell me, but 3.5 million people have had it. They've had 500,000 deaths. Yesterday had 58,000 new cases. And these people are going on marches to say that they shouldn't be wearing masks. And then the day before was 61,000. So I'm with this thought process. Let's say that it turns out that some people say we don't know if masks work or not. And I think the evidence is fairly clear, but it depends whose evidence you look at. So it really comes down to a personal opinion. But let's say that we still don't know. Let's just pretend we don't know that masks work or not. Do you think I'm wearing a mask? Hell yes. Of course I'm wearing a mask. I will do anything that means that me and my family and our way of life continue for the best that it can. So I'm going to wear a mask, whatever. I also don't want to be at the head of the curve when lockdown finishes and everything's fine, everything's lifted. I don't trust governments for sure. I definitely don't trust the British government, that's for sure. So why would I listen to someone like Boris Johnson or Dominic Cummings? I mean, can you get any more thick people? So I wouldn't listen to them if my life depended on it. And incidentally, it does depend on it. Whereas some people are obviously different to that and they are listening and they're taking their advice and then we're going out and then we're going to catch it because the advice that we've been given is just so terrible and just so poor. And there's a record of that over the last 6 months, as you can tell. So for me, it's like, look, we know that this is probably going to be around for at least another 12 months, maybe even into 2022. If that is the case, I want to be prepared for it. I think you should be prepared for it. I think you should be turning your business into something that's more, that's got more longevity, should this virus be around. And if you make those changes and the virus suddenly lifts, like it's a small hiccup in the road. Everyone's still alive. Everything's back to normal, whatever normal is, which is, you know, normal. All the poverty, all the homeless, all that's back to normal. Isn't that awesome? Like, we need a fundamental shift here, and we're not going to learn how we as a species, I'm afraid. But in your business, you've got to look after yourself. You've got to look after your family. You've got to look after your team and your staff. And that's what you need to be doing. You need to start preparing to make sure that you're ultimately safe and everybody else is safe and that your business is going to survive this for the next 12 months. Anyway, I hope that's useful for you. I've not spoken about coronavirus because people tend to hate me for it because I've got my own opinions. And hell, how dare you have your own opinion in 2020? The internet will eat you alive. Fuck the internet, that's what I say. So you've got to make your own decision on it. That's just my take. Anyway, we're live again on Wednesday, Property Cash Flow Show. We're going to get back to normal talking about property and things. Come and join me for that, 12 noon, perhaps. Might be earlier. Just depends when I can schedule it with everything going on here at Villa. Other than that, have a wicked week. Stay safe, and we'll speak to you on Wednesday. My name's Dan Latta. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.